Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, "The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." Matthew 9:35-38. The work of the Lord Jesus Christ upon the earth involved both teaching and healing. The healing provided confirmation of his teaching. "If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me, and I in him." John 10:37-38. The Jewish ruler Nicodemus came to Jesus because he believed, "No man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him." John 3:2. Jesus avoided no sick person, nor did he refuse the healing of any disease. The multitudes came not only to be healed by Christ, but to hear his words of truth. He was without in desert places, and they came to him from every quarter. Mark 1:45. The ministry of Christ was able to conquer all illness, even death and all sin. The watchful eye of Christ saw that the multitudes fainted, even as sheep without a shepherd. Such despair of life moved Christ to compassion. The trouble of each human life caused Christ to be troubled. God sent Christ into the world with a solution to life's emptiness without God. Whether we choose to admit it, the wilderness in which we travel is a wilderness of sin. This is the reason that upon so many encounters, Jesus would advise, "Go and sin no more." Life in Christ is life without sin. The perfection and holiness of Jesus will not allow for the presence of sin. "For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." 2 Corinthians 5:21. The depth of the compassion of Jesus for the multitude without a shepherd climaxed at the cross. As he died for us, he became our shepherd. "For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls." 1 Peter 3:25. The gospel of the kingdom invites us and allows us to enter into the sheepfold of God through Christ. His tender pleading is and shall be, "I am the door. By me, if any man enters in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." John 10:9. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.